It was utterly still when we began the show. And now there's a really strong breeze, and it's just vibrating change, movement. As I feel the energies of the show today, the essence of the frequency spiraling in and through and all around me and you and the collective gathered here and the greater collective of our world, everything is vibrating change, communicating that change is here, and we are ready, and we are no longer our past, but free. I have a melody, just a beautiful frequency, tones and harmonics, and even goddess light. The essence of goddess light to share with you to help anchor in the intention that's running so profoundly, softly, gently, powerfully in today's transmission. You don't need to know a thing with the intellect, the egoic monkey mind. That part of you does not need to understand the vast spectrum that's shared here each week. Just allow, relax into, feel, and allow the energy, this new dispensation of a new consciousness and energy for our world. The CD is called Buddha Spirit. And the song mirroring the vibrational reality in this moment is called Amaghasiddha, which translated means he, she, whose accomplishments have not been in vain. Oh my, everything you are, every choice made, every experience up to this moment has gotten you to this now. You are seen as nothing less than brave and beautiful from the light of the universe by all the ascended beings witnessing the transformation of the Earth Star. They know well what it has taken to get to this time portal in all of eternity. What has been endured and lost and surrendered for the greater good. Amaghasiddha. As you hear the mantra expressed again and again in the melody, feel these sound waves nurturing the inner being with the remembrance that all is well. So close your eyes, deep breath in, and just relax into this moment, only here, only now. Let this meditation space be a template for your day tomorrow. An energy gateway like the fall equinox is less about doing and more about being still. Being with Gaia. Minimizing the noise of where you still feel separation in your life by creating an environment and flow in which your authentic self, authentic you, can be in an authentic world. A world vibrating love and joy. connectedness, honesty, transparency, the light of peace, always, always. Just feel these tones, the movement within this melody, connecting us in a unifying intent. Deep, full breaths, finding a rhythm. In through the nose, out through the mouth. With the intention to let go of agendas and concerns. Emptying the mind of thoughts. And then dropping into the deep heart, where we are all one. One with all that is. Can you feel your spirit twirling? Dancing with light. In this moment and for tomorrow's opening, one of the greatest things that we can do is still the mind long enough to hear both the harmonics all around you and your own inner voice. And then the only job is to breathe. When you're still long enough, the inner wisdom can get your attention. The energy threshold at the equinox tomorrow will facilitate you accessing that inner wisdom. Take the breath deeper into the body and invite your inner wisdom to come to conscious awareness. Let this moment be an intersection between your present energy and your intention for the next phase. Ask for and then allow a multidimensional perspective on this snapshot of greater you, greater Earth existence, which translates into new you and new Earth. Notice the activity of your mind in this invitation to inner wisdom to reshape your life. Acknowledge any chatter, any resistance in your body, and then fold it into your heart. Let all separation be continually returned to oneness, to love. And then staying with the breath and feeling the movement of the melody here. Bring the equinox crystal in, the pear-shaped, pink, 144-faceted crystal that was suspended in the energetic field as we open the show today. See that image in your heart chakra as your heart. What can you imagine as a way to merge consciousness, to activate this 144 grid matrix in you, that this crystal being, goddess power, godlight represents? Take a moment here to just play with that possibility, because it will be unique to each. Then as you bring conscious awareness back to the present moment, myself and the new human family of light gathered all around you, consider that perhaps you have not been dreaming big enough, and or diminish the incredible spiritual progress you have made to date, which would be a very human tendency. The human aspect gravitates towards that which can be measured. The soul gravitates toward peace, community, merging into oneness again and again. Just take a few more moments here, a few more deep breaths into your heart, and on the melody of Amaga Sidisa, offer your gratitude now to this equinox, the fall 2012 equinox, for its role in helping you discover more about the true path, in expanding the potential of the greater self understanding, and you're connecting with people who are a natural part of your destiny. This and so much more right here with you to just step into. I find it really interesting that we've been joined by a family of blue jays. Primary blue jay medicine is they're aggressive. They go after what they want and just push everything else aside, which is an amped up reflection of the one-pointed focus from last week, and also came in on the meditation where we're recognizing who we are and that it's time to dream bigger and give much more space to spiritual you, the voice of your heart.